Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Fine.
All right. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on a Sunday morning. Like to see that. Yeah. Okay, before we went on the air, we came up with a topic, which I'm sure everybody in our listening audience will relate to, because all of us relate to it. And quite frankly, you can say you relate to it whether you're a believer or not. It just seems to be part of what it means to be human. And our theme for today's discussion is really trials, testings, temptations, tribulations. Right? So, is anybody gathered here around this microphone familiar with any of those things?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember it's radio, gentlemen. We have to be verbal. Head nods don't go too well on the radio. All right. Also, how do you relate?
Trying to get reestablished with getting back into society. Having independence again.
Ah, yeah.
That's been quite a challenge. And it's getting better. So that's probably the biggest thing, you know, trying to get through all that and stay positive. And knowing it in time it'll be a lot better.
Yeah. Perseverance. Right? Yeah. When we all love it, with our little trials and tribulations, you know, they were just like instantaneous, here and gone. But no, it usually requires some sort of endurance, perseverance, right, over a longer period of time. You were going to say something?
Well, losing your family, your wife, kids,
yeah,
and being in real late age, starting all over again is quite a bit to chew. I mean, so sometimes I just have to pray to God to get me through this new way of living and for me to keep following Him and get me through this tough time.
Yeah, so you know, if I had to go back and you're talking about, you know, endurance, perseverance over time, you know, in this type of hardship, they both in a sense contain an element of pain, kind of a suffering of the moment, right? Which patheos in the Greek would mean, we translate it, patience. Right? Patience literally means to suffer the moment. We don't, and we're just not really good at it. Right? You ever experience patience and you're just like, you want to try and fix it. I got to get this done. I got to get it done now. Whereas patience is like, no, this is my sacred moment to practice endurance. Yes, it's not pleasing. It's not pleasurable. But it's mine, and I have to walk through it, right? Now, I think God does a pretty good job of bringing people alongside of us, maybe on occasion, to hold our hand, guide us, let us know you're not alone, been there, done that type of thing. Hang in there, right? A little support networks to help us persevere. And even that doesn't immediately take away that pain, that suffering. But our faith is what tells us in due time. Right, in due time. All right, anybody else? Any stories of trials, tribulations, testings, temptations?
No.
Okay, he says no. All right, well, for a scripture reflection, I want to read from the Epistle of James. All right, James is Jesus' brother. The very first chapter, I'm going to begin at verse 2. I'll add the first one. It just starts with James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Greetings. Beginning of verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plants. It blossoms, falls, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away from by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chooses to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
Wow.
There's a lot there. Initial thoughts. What jumped out at you?
Perseverance is a big word. Hang in there.
Yeah.
God will get you through it.
Well, verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised.
Believing in God, Jesus.
Which, okay, yeah. And so in the Greek, we call that pistis, all right? And I like to distinguish, all right? So in the New Testament, when they're using that word, it's not about an intellectual affirmation, all right? Because I tell you, I do not believe weathermen or women. That's... You know, summertime, I like spending my weekends on the lake, you know, my boat and things like that. If you look at the forecast, it's supposed to rain. You stay home, there's no rain, right? The difference between an intellectual affirmation that I believe something, I'm convinced, that's very different than going, I trust it, right? In the New Testament, pistis, faith, means to trust. So even though I'm going through hardships, whatever my temptations, my trials, my tribulations, my testings, it doesn't feel good, I don't like it, but I'll still trust you. And that kind of self-talk, right, that's part of having a discipline of the will. Because here he said, God does not tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Right? That's the temptation. Where we see something, we go, "Well, you know, nobody's watching. Nobody's around. I really want that. I really want this." There's just no discipline there. A discipline of the will. You know, of our own volition. Right? And we succumb. You know, we give in to that. And so one of the ways we get around that is we trust. And this is where I say anybody that's, you know, suffering from issues of addiction, right? You have to be ruthlessly honest. I really want that drink. I really want that substance. I really want that porn, right? I really want that gamble. Whatever that is, substance related or non-substance related, right? I really want that promotion, right? That is part of that enticement. And when it comes to addiction, it's just an undisciplined will. Right? There are other neurological and chemical things that go along with that, right? But that's where it usually starts out. I want that. And you have to be honest with yourself. There's nothing wrong with saying, I want that drink, but I'm not going to do it. This one, we pretend like we don't want it. Oh, gentlemen, how successful are you at lying to yourself? It's your brain trying to tell your own brain that you don't want it when your brain goes, yes, we do. You can't, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And so aside from any discipline of the will, right? Yeah, we're going to be unsuccessful, right? And so we have to trust in the midst of all that pain. And the distance that we are trusting in the midst of the pain is what James is talking about, perseverance. We have to do this today. And, you know, if you're going through addiction, you know, that idea is like, I'd really like to have a drink today. And what was it today? 94 degrees and 80% humidity or something? It was, okay. Yeah, a cold one would probably taste pretty good, if you're honest. It would. Right, but so would cold iced tea. Right? but that's part of the discipline of the will. Yes, I would love to have a cold alcoholic beverage. But I know when I engage in that, one leads to two, and two leads to three, and three leads to six. Right? All those type of things. And next thing you know, we're out of control. So, anything else jump out at anybody else?
You go through that pain and make it through it, feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that helps
you. Yeah.
Move through better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look, we all have those moments, right? You got that job, and you wake up in the morning and go, I really don't feel like going to work today. Yeah. Right? I mean, anybody ever watch Seinfeld? So you had Norm. He goes to knock on the, I forget the character's name, but he's the postman.
Mm-hmm.
He knocks on the door, and the postman answers, because he's going to put a letter under the door or something like that. He says, aren't you supposed to be at work? He says, yeah, but it's raining. He goes, but you're a postman. Neither rain nor sleet, right? He goes, yeah, but I don't work in the rain. one could call it, I guess if you're a postman or postwoman, a mail carrier, and it's raining, and you wake up, there's temptation. Do I go to work or don't I go to work? Right? We've all had that. I mean, if you start thinking about, here at Neighbors of Hope, we have a human alarm clock. Usually, probably right around 6 o'clock in the morning, I imagine. And for our listening audience, everybody's nodding their head yes, because our house manager will come to your door and go, right, good morning. There's your first decision of the day. Are you getting up and complying, or are you rolling over? Right? That's no different than anybody else. The alarm clock goes off. Do I get up or don't I? Right? So our entire lives as humans is just, coupled. It's inundated with these decisions that we could call testings or trials. And as you practice, you're absolutely right. You get up, right? You get dressed, brush your teeth, come out, get a little meal, move on with your day. Each one of those is a little victory throughout the day. And then you go to work, you work hard, even though you don't feel like it. You come home and there's something about going, you know what? I didn't feel like doing it, and I did it anyways. And you're right. You absolutely feel better about yourself.
That time, after you're on the day, you feel better.
Yeah.
After you went through all that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you didn't want to. And that's what I mean. That's kind of a discipline of the will. I don't really feel like it. I always like to sometimes talk about in the Gospel of Luke, real quickly before we go off the air here. Jesus is getting ready, he comes up to Peter. Peter and the boys have been out fishing all night. And Jesus comes up to the shore and they are mending their nets. And Jesus says, go back out. And he goes, Lord, we've been out there all night. There's no fish. I'm the professional fisherman. I know how to fish and there's no fish. I've been out there all night. I'm tired. I don't feel like it. But because you said so, I'll go. And that's what I mean by a discipline of the will that oftentimes will at least be one step to help us overcome our trials, tribulations, testings, and temptations. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your insights on this edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.